The IOD Ghana Directors Week celebration was instituted in 2018, among others, to be a high-level strategic stakeholder engagement forum for the promotion of the culture of good corporate governance. It was designed to bring together critical actors in corporate governance and leadership to a common platform for the purposes of dialogue towards capacity building and also to network. The impact of the Directors Week celebration over the years has been very refreshing, and I believe this year will not be an exception. The quest for good corporate governance is now a global issue. In the words of James D. Wolfensohn, a former president of the World Bank, I quote, "The proper governance of companies will become as crucial to the world as the proper governance of countries." As we begin this special week that focuses on corporate governance, we pursue an end, in the words of Wolfensohn, to have a proper governance regime in Ghana that ensures that Ghana lives beyond aid. This year's event kicks off with a strategic stakeholder engagement session, which focuses on understanding the role of the three arms of government. They are supporting agencies and other public institutions and organizations in promoting good corporate governance as the country pursues its agenda of achieving the vision of Ghana beyond aid. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, on the 22nd January 2006, Ghana was peer-reviewed by the African Union in Khartoum, Sudan. The Africa Peer Review Mechanism is an African self-monitoring system. It entails a country voluntarily accepting to undertake an internal audit of its political, economic, corporate, and socioeconomic governance by ordinary citizens, after which an external audit or verification is conducted by an independent panel from the African Union. The report, prepared together with a program of action, enables other heads of state to peer review the appraised country to encourage policies and practices that foster governance and development. In the country report and program of action developed by the African Peer Review Mechanism Secretariat, the need to develop a harmonized set of guidelines in the country for corporate governance was highlighted to be fashioned after models like the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, and the Commonwealth. The development of a single code containing a harmonized set of guidelines was believed to present one standard reference for governance at the corporate level and help good corporate governance. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 15 years after this report, and a national corporate governance guideline is yet to be consolidated in Ghana, although significant progress is gradually being made in our corporate governance climate. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to report that on the 4th of November 2021, the Institute of Directors Ghana, in collaboration with the Bank of Ghana, Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, the State Interest and Governance Authority, SIGA, the Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, the Ghana Bar Association, and other stakeholders launched the project for the development of the National Corporate Governance Code for Ghana, which is expected to be completed within a year. This is a major milestone, a collaborative effort by stakeholders to improve the culture of corporate governance in the country. And I wish to extend my sincere gratitude to the Governor of the Bank of Ghana, who launched the project, and also for his unflinching resolve to support the Institute in promoting good corporate governance outcomes in this country. The Institute of Directors Ghana has continuously been at the forefront of promoting the culture of good corporate governance through national capacity development by organizing training programs, advocacy, and policy development. Key among its achievements is the publication of a director's handbook as best practice guide in corporate governance in 2011. A second edition was issued in 2017, and currently preparations are underway to launch the third edition soon. The Directors Week celebration, instituted in 2018, which is in its fourth year now, is It's also one of such progress being made in promoting good corporate governance culture in the company. We are happy to convene to reflect as we measure progress and look towards the future with hope and poised for action. The need for a comprehensive best practice guide on corporate governance cannot be overemphasized, considering the fact that corporate governance has progressed from a relatively unknown academic management of study to a key policy issue for businesses and governments. Corporate governance will encourage investors to invest their funds confidently in a particular company, and the donor institutions have made good corporate governance as one of the criteria for advancing funds to a country. It's in this light that we must pursue good corporate governance, not only for its value for corporations, but as a nation that aspires to live beyond aid. It is without doubt that to live beyond aid, what we need is ethical and effective leadership. Ethical leadership suggests that a leader possesses strong personal character, has a passion to do the right thing, has value for the diverse interests that exist within their group, models the values of the group they lead, and creates a leadership atmosphere within which transparency and a critique of all actions, including that of leadership, become major features. The basis of ethical leadership thus suggests that the leader has a personal desire to be ethical and to model ethical standards in ways that are visible for the individuals in the organization to see and emulate. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, effective leadership is about getting results. In our various organizations and endeavors, it appears the culture of implementation is gradually being lost to the culture of talking without action, which is worsening our socioeconomic plight as a nation. As a nation, however, we may need a national vision and mission to achieve change, stimulate and sustain efforts by all stakeholders to commit to positive change. It is time all stakeholders in the public and private sector spaces became partners at transforming our dear nation through ethical and effective leadership. It's about time we stop politicking and the blame game and work collaboratively to develop our dear country. IOD Ghana is passionate about promoting corporate governance and ethical and effective leadership, and therefore shall continually lead the way in thought leadership as well as rallying resources around the promotion of effective and ethical leadership. Stakeholders must yield themselves to board training, board performance appraisals, and credible board selection processes. The Institute of Directors Ghana commends the efforts of the current leadership of the Cocoa Marketing Company for patronizing our services of orienting their new board members, which ended only last week. It takes this opportunity to encourage others to do the same for good governance outcomes in this country. It's our hope that the current draft director's bill currently submitted to the Ministry of Education for the promotion of director professionalism will be a catalyst to enhance director ethical behavior once passed. The strong support for the development of the director's bill by Honorable Joseph Kujo, Minister of Public Enterprises, during the director's bill launch a week ago is highly commendable. I also wish to call on all stakeholders to support this bill to enhance professional directorship in Ghana. Let me also commend the leadership of the Bank of Ghana once again and Goyle for sponsoring the development of the director's bill and who have been at the forefront in promoting good corporate governance in this country through ethical and results-oriented leadership. As we go through this week, I entreat you to be mindful about the sacredness of the period as a special week for practitioners of corporate governance. As we aspire for growth, the outlook for the period shall be as follows. 1, a director's annual general meeting of members of the IOD Ghana will be held this evening. 2, be followed by a capacity building event on the 17th November. A members forum will be held on the 18th November, and an award ceremony on the 19th November, which will climax the activities of the week. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I'm hopeful that you shall join us on this journey to remind ourselves of the progress made and the successes chalked whilst looking forward to a much greater work ahead of us. As I conclude, I entreat each of us to remind ourselves daily that any leadership strategy without ethical clarity produces moral and economic bankruptcy. And in a world where diversity, equity, and inclusion make room for good business, ethical leadership cannot be any less important as these moral concepts fall and rise on leadership. On this note, I hereby declare the fourth edition of the Directors Week celebration duly opened and wish us all fruitful deliberations. May God bless our institute and also bless our homeland, Ghana, and make us great and strong. I thank you.